Hello and welcome to another edition of Design Buzz, the blog for those interested in today's nightclub and bar design trends, product reviews and interviews. Here's our host, international nightclub designer, Rick Usabel.
Welcome to another edition of Design Buzz. I'm your host, Rick Usabel, and I'm here to talk about things that are kind of new and unique to the adult nightclub industry on this particular episode. And with me today is kind of a very interesting gentleman here by name of Mike Kilgore. Mike owns a company called All Access VIP, and this is, of course, today the computer age and the age of automation. And Mike has a very interesting idea, concept to bring to the adult nightclub industry that I think many people would really be interested to know about. Mike, tell me what you do here what is actually a virtual VIP host?
Well, Rick, well, first of all, thank you for having me on here. I appreciate it. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to me here. VIP host, we've all kind of heard a little bit about different types of virtual receptionists, virtual secretary, virtual this, that, and everything. With the computer age, as you kind of touched on a little bit in the intro, virtual VIP host is kind of simply what it sounds like. Having someone that is taking care of your VIP needs, whether it be bottle service, birthday parties, bachelorette parties, and being a transparent part of your business and following up with leads that are generated through your website or through phone calls that come into your club, and those people that are calling at odd hours of the day. Now, we usually think in business terms that odd hours of the day are anytime after 5 o'clock. Of course, in the adult industry, that's when business begins. Odd hours for the adult industry is typically from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. We found that 90% of all people that are looking to organize those bachelor parties are doing it during the day. So we've created the ability to become a VIP host for multiple clubs, and we started in Florida and are now looking to expand.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, so in other words, we have the mainstream America who operates, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. During their standard business hours. And oftentimes people want to make or have an idea about making a reservation for something that for an upcoming event at a gentleman's club. And so as would be common, most of us would have an inclination to call a club in the morning and then get it out of the way for the day or even early afternoon. But in other words, even though their event might be something they're going to do in the evening hours and in particularly the late evening hours, no one's going to wait till 10 o'clock at night to make a telephone call of this nature, generally speaking. Would you say that's basically what your observation has been?
Absolutely. Majority of guys that are put together, let's pick on bachelor parties and let's pick on birthday parties and those last minute guys that are looking to do a VIP. There are a select few that I get phone calls that say, hey, we're in a limo, we got this great idea, we want to come by and we want to party. But I would say that that's only anywhere from 5 to 10%. Bachelor parties are now being planned because they have guests that are coming in from all different areas, and they want to make sure that they set a date, set the right time. And also, it never fails, they're contacting the best man. Well, the best man's got a job. The best man's got a family. The best man's got everything that's going on. So it's usually a last-minute thought. But he's piled on with all the transportation, accommodations. He's supposed to get bottle service, make sure that the bachelor gets up on stage and has a good time. And so he starts to kind of panic a little bit. So he calls five or six different clubs, goes to five or six different websites, fills out information online, and then waits to get something back from somebody. And nine times out of ten, no one does get back to them. And that's where being a virtual VIP host is, that once we get that information, we're typically on the phone with them within 5 to 10 minutes after they fill out that information on your website. And we're telling them about bottle prices. We're telling them about the champagne room. We're building the magic. We're selling the club. And that's what we do as a virtual VIP host. So if your club is XYZ and we contact that person, we say, hello, this is Mike, VIP host for XYZ. Got your information. Let's put together your bachelor party. We walk them through what it's going to be like at the club, what time they want to be there, when they want to come in, how many bottles do they want, all the details of their event. And we keep it all in. We have an advanced system that we put together. And so we take all the notes, put it into our system, and then we start to secure deposits from these guys. And we secure a small portion of it and then organize their evening, so that they're set and ready to go for the club when they show up. It also comes down to communication. We follow up. We know that a majority of these guys are filling out information. It's coming into the club. The club may reach back out to them one time, send them an email, but it usually goes like this. Jim, big bouncer guy, gets the lead, calls him up and just says, hey, it's Jim. Come in on Friday night. I'll hook you up. I'll take care of you. And then that's it. Whether or not that person comes in or not, you never know. We actually follow them up, sell them, and then the key is follow up. And then after they come in is getting feedback. And, boy, the customers really love it when I call them the next day and say, how was your night? Boy, they spill the beans about how much fun they had.
Mm-hmm. So you become a marketing company in a sense.
That's correct. Primarily,
yeah,
what
I mean,
it is
sort of the follow-up. So you do handle all the details for the arrangements, and then you follow up and see what the customer experience was all about.
Absolutely, and it's important to know that what we're trying to do. If I were to bring it down into one sentence of what it that we're offering, we are offering professional sales. Because I've got a huge sales background. I'm used to doing concierge, organizing golf trips, golf vacations. Started working into the adult industry. So I have a lot of experience with organizing groups and group travel.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that over into the adult industry and utilizing those same types of strategies, we're not just calling people up and just sending people in. We're actually providing professional sales, which reflects back onto the club as being generally interested in their business, which we've seen increases profits and increases spend.
Well, you know, it's interesting. On occasion, I'm in clients' offices in the early part of the day. In fact, more commonly than later in the day. And once in a while, you know, I'll be near a telephone when it's ringing, and I'll hear a floor host pick it up, and I just heard a conversation along just like this in the last month. And so I was standing talking with the floor host, the phone rang, and it's about 11 a.m. So he picked up the phone and immediately began engaging a conversation with a client who wanted to organize a bachelor party. And what really struck me odd about it was that I thought this is probably one of the few people that actually answers the telephone before noon and does a pretty good job with it. You know, the fellow that I was observing was really took an exceptional interest in talking with this potential customer. But in years that I've been around these situations, I thought this is really sort of out of the norm because, for one, many of the people that work in clubs aren't going to answer the telephone at 11 a.m. or even earlier than that. and secondly, that he took such a that he did such a good job of engaging the client in conversation. Now, on the other hand, I'm not sure what his itinerary was for following up on this conversation, or that it would that there would be any of that at all. But again, you know, when I learned about virtual VIP done by All Access, I thought, well, this is an interesting. I can see the fit. I can see the value added. And by the way, what is it? What? How does your service work? How does it cost? What's the cost of it? And how is that all handled?
Well, to kind of just, and I'm going to get to right to the cost. I just want to reiterate on that story that you said right there. We did an independent study from our company, where we contacted 200 nightclubs all throughout Florida, Georgia, all throughout the Southeast. So we contacted around 200 of them. We filled out their forms online. We sent in emails, and we called and left messages. Out of those, only 5% did we get a response back from the club in via an email, phone number, a phone call, any type of interaction. Only 5% of those people contacted us back.
And actually, you know, if I can interject at this point, I think that's probably not surprising, but if you think about how the businesses are set up, I'm not sure that many clubs have a specific sort of routine on how these calls are handled, but I'm not surprised at all by what you're saying. And I see it as really a void in the industry that people generally don't have a specific program for following up on these types of telephone calls. It's more of a business that's done here and now, and as opposed to going back and keep following up on things that happened yesterday and the day before, you know, or that they don't have a professional person on staff who can dedicate themselves to handling that sort of thing. I see that this is sort of this actually fulfills a need that many clubs have a requirement for, but don't have a ready answer to how to address it. Would you say that's true from your experience?
Absolutely. You could not have hit the nail straighter on the head. And that's exactly why we do what we do. We increase sales. Out of all the leads that come in, our closing rate is 95%. So we fluctuate month to month. But mostly anywhere from 90 to 95%. Obviously, in the Southeast, our season is a little bit different than the Northeast. But for the most part, our closing rate, like I said, is anywhere from 90 to 95%. So having that person that gets back to them, having that person that will follow up with them, that person that will keep in contact with them via text, via email, via phone call, contact them the night before, the day of, and the day after, really lets that customer know that someone really, that the club really wants you to be there. And so that's why it's so important in customer service. If you think about the really good experiences that you had when you went on vacation, they follow that format. You got the information, someone contacted you, you were constantly in the loop, and you were constantly in communication, and then afterwards someone reached out to you. We found that a majority of people that did chargebacks, and this is just a random part, is people that did chargebacks, is they had a problem in the club, but no one would just listen to them that they had a problem. Now, it doesn't mean that they were looking for a solution. They just wanted someone to hear what they had to say. And every once in a while, we will field those. And it has started to cut and making sure that the customers come back. And it really helps.
Well, you know, we do have automation, I guess, in many levels, but this is really not, there's no way to really automate this as opposed to, we still need a personal touch in all our business affairs. And people do respect or do appreciate service. Would you not say that's true?
Without a doubt. We are in the service industry. We are the kings and queens of the service industry. The adult industry is nothing but service. And as easy as it's gotten throughout the years to send out 100,000 emails, 1,500 fax blasts, you know, so many phone messages in an automated way, when someone gets an actual real human being, automation has its advantages, no doubt about it. But the personal touch and service, that's what the adult industry is all about.
This isn't Groupon. This isn't somebody where you fill out a form and you get something at a reduced cost where the club owner has to sacrifice part of his profit to get people in the door. This is a win-win that enables the client, the club owner, to possibly get someone in his door who never came there and who's never been there in the first place. So with all that said, Mike, what is a typical charge, and how does the cost work, and how does the club absorb your fees, and how's that all structured?
It's real simple. We only get paid for the people that we bring in. It's a real simple model. What we do is, for instance, let's take, for instance, bottle service. A lot of the clubs will sell bottles, whether it be 200, 300, 400, 500. Our fee is $5 per person. It's real simple, $5 per person. So if six people come in, it's $30. If eight people come in, we can do the math. It's real simple. The way in which we do it is we take a deposit, and the deposit is the amount that's due to us. So if six people are going out on a bachelor party and it's $200 for a bottle of Ciroc, just using it as an example, they'll pay $30 directly to All Access VIP, and the other $170 plus gratuity is due when they walk in the door of the club. So they've made a deposit, which is our amount, and the rest of it is due when they walk into the club.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all kinds of different, each club has its own unique ways of doing business, and so it's part of our job to making sure that we match what their structure is. We have some clubs that give six people free entry for every bottle that they buy. Other ones that do four. Other ones that if you buy a bottle, you're going to get a free bottle of house champagne or a free appetizer. Some kind of fun thing, and a value add. We want to make sure that we're not reducing the price so that we can keep the prices where they're at. But value adds are always a lot of fun, and it makes people feel appreciated.
Do any of your clients, and it looks from your website here that you've been at this for how long, 2 years now?
About 2 years, yes.
Okay. So you service a number of clubs in the immediate region there of Tampa, Clearwater, and all that. Do any of your clients provide you with floor plans so you have the opportunity to understand how to upsell and maybe give, you know, maybe take that, is that part of your, you know, I could see that as maybe being part of your service, to understand what the club looks like. If it's, say, a client from Chicago who has a club who's perhaps interested in this service but is a little bit concerned that you don't really know his club, you've never been there, and you may never go there, but how would you operate your way through a situation like that?
Well, the good thing is I've had a lot of experience selling things I've never seen, especially in the golf industry. I've sold resorts all over the world that I've never had a chance to visit. And a lot of it is research, checking out their website, looking at pictures, asking a lot of questions.
The club's website.
Floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their website, floor plan. The idea is to talk, find out how many VIP booths they have, how many people can fit inside a VIP, how many people get in free, how many people get this, get that, how many are, you know, what type of club is it? The Pacey's Club, is it full nude? Is it full nude with full liquor? Is it just beer and wine, bikini? A lot of the different pieces we put together to create a profile. And that profile is what we sell. And, the adult industry is all about selling the magic and how you sell the magic. And that's what we do. We sell the magic.
So how do
people excited?
So how do you set this up then? Mike, how do you set up a new client who's interested in knowing and doing business so that, say, when his phone rings after hours or before hours, do they set up a line that goes to you, or how do these calls, how is all this information diverted to you where you can provide a value service to a club owner and you can they can have a reasonable expectation that someone's going to answer the telephone and walk their way through it so that he has an opportunity to get some more business in the door?
Well, the club owners and the general managers, they can choose how involved they want us to be. This is not something where it's, this is how we do it, and this is the only way that we do it. I have some clubs that have us take over the phone system to where when someone calls in, we have a professional voice that says, welcome to the club, and gives a little brief information for any bottle service, bachelor parties, birthday parties, or anything, press 1. And they press 1, and it comes directly to us, and we answer it as that club VIP. Then okay. There's different boxes that they can go to for directions and things like that. And then the other one is to speak to someone. You can press 0, and it goes right into the club so that the people there at the club can answer it and answer any questions that they have there at the club. That's one piece of it. The other part is ultimately taking their website and implementing a form. If they don't have a form on there, we can provide one for them with the technology. They just copy and paste it, drop it right inside, but we can do that for them. When a customer goes in and fills out that form, a copy of it goes to whoever they want it to go to, as well a copy of it comes to us. And then that's where we follow up with those people instantly. And
so in other words, they know that you've received a lead then? Is that what you're saying?
Transparency is the key to this business. And a business that is not transparent is the adult industry, but our business has to be 100% transparent. We want the club owners and the general managers and the floor managers to know that a lead came in and we're on the case. We're going to get it. We're going to call them and we're going to sell them. We're not hiding anything. And so we want to make sure that they're as informed as we are. And then along the way, we keep them updated on the process of how things are going.
Okay. Well, and so how does, if someone's interested, how do they contact you and how do they go about setting up the procedure to getting involved in your process?
Well, any questions, any comments that anybody has, you have two different ways. You can check out our website, which is All Access, ALLACCESS, All Access VIP. You got to put the LLC at the end of it. So it's All Access VIP, LLC.com. Or you can contact me, and I'm going to give my cell phone number because people, I want them to be able to contact me directly. It's 727-420-1377. Again, feel free to contact me anytime, day or night.
Okay. Sounds very interesting. I have to say, I could see a lot of club owners wanting to get involved in this because it's the cost of to them. Is virtually it's pennies and it gives them the opportunity to patch some holes and maybe bring some valuable business into the club for bottle service and parties and things of that nature. So I can see this as being definitely a double win for you and for them.
And the majority of clubs. Yeah, well, the reason that this all came about is majority of clubs, what they'll do is they reward cab drivers or limo drivers for bringing parties in. So they give them $5 per person. We wanted to kind of offer the same concept, but we are going to increase their sales from inside the club. And so instead of paying a cab driver $5 or $10 per person to a person that was going to be coming there anyway, we're going to increase their sales, increase their bottle service, increase their VIP experience, and most importantly, increase their customer service and satisfaction for only $5 per person.
Yeah. So bringing a lot of value to the table. I think that's pretty cool. I think a lot of people would be will find interest in this service, Mike.
I hope so.
And I don't have any other questions at this point. Is there anything else you want to add, or?
That's really about it. We really enjoy working with people, and I appreciate you taking the time to give me a call and spending some time with me. And that's very
sure, absolutely. Well, I think it's our obligation to try to help club owners understand the products and services that are out there. They're of high value, and certainly I see this as being potentially one of them, and very unique, and not surprised that it's out there. But on the other hand, I think a lot of people would be interested in knowing more about this from you. So I want to take a moment to thank you for joining me today here on Design Buzz, and we look forward to bringing more interesting featured stories to our readership. And Mike, thank you very much for all your help. And again, I think All Access VIP would be a service that many club owners should consider in order to get some new faces in the door and to help and bridge the gap on your marketing side of things, and with some very nice professional help at a very low cost. So, Mike, I wish you a great day, and to all our readers here, thank you for joining us again on this edition of Design Buzz. We'll be talking again real soon.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
On behalf of Rick, thank you again for joining us for this edition of Design Buzz. We all look forward to seeing you again real soon.